is Mind Magic, the podcast all about mood, mindset, and magnetizing the life you want. I'm your host, Hannah Kokovai. With nearly 10 years as a transformational coach under my belt and hundreds of women's lives changed, I've got you covered with science-based spells to help you create more abundance, love, confidence, healing, and more. And yes, I'm going to drop some F-bombs and call them incantations. Fucking get ready to make anxiety, insecurity, and overwhelm go poof. I'm here to show you how to do magic with your mind. Hello, lady friends and random dudes who sometimes listen to this show. I love you too. Don't get offended. I'm here for all y'all, ladies and gents. I'm talking today about something that the guys might be interested in as well, come to think of it. A common feeling that people who might have some constipated emotions might feel. Again, no offense. Today we're talking about anger, being a straight up biatch, blowing your lid and getting cranky and heated and angry. I love watching myself get angry because it's very human. It's so human to get angry, right? The things I get angry about are so absurd too. It's like Michael closes the door too loudly in the morning and I'm like, shut up. Also, it's like noon. That's what I mean by morning. Or like, I get so mad when I'm trying to book a flight and I forget to go like incognito mode on my browser and the algorithm is like, oh, sorry, your flight to Bali is now $1,100 instead of $897. And I'm like, oh, never mind. We're not going. We can't go to Bali. I love it. Or like, someone asks to pet my dog while I have earbuds in and I'm like, what the fuck is your problem? Mind your own business. Can't you see I'm busy? Those are the things I get angry about. It's like sometimes I think that I'm an old soul who has been here many, many times before on planet Earth, right? And I'm like, here I am back again to just, you know, turn shit up and explore how deeply I can go this time around. And then other times I'm like, no, I'm actually brand spanking new here because things that are like old news to old souls, like getting angry, feels way too darn important and satisfying for me not to be brand new at this. Like, I certainly was not here before learning this lesson, or maybe I just didn't pay attention to everything the first time around because I like marinate in anger and think that it's productive, or even worse, powerful, right? Like, clearly I have not been here before to like learn learn this, right? I get angry and I'm like, yes, feel my great and powerful wrath, and then no one feels shit except me because I just like stew in my own filth for days feeling like hot garbage. But I kind of do love when that happens because I do usually come out of it with some more awareness, at least, and being like, oh my God, girl, you are so human. It's so adorable. Like, look at how adorable and cute you are, thinking that this emotion is like great and powerful. So anywho, I didn't really know what to call this episode because it's more of an idea than a specific thought that got me like spinning my wheels today. I was gonna call this episode getting back at him, or even like evening the score, like muha-ha-ha-ha, right? Like very feel like an evil genius, right? Like, oh, I'm gonna get back at him. Because what I really think I want to talk about is how we think about people that have hurt us, right? Or who have done something that we interpret as bad, so then we feel hurt, right? And the tendency to go to anger and want to see other people suffer, or like give them a taste of their own medicine. I think that's what I called it. Give them a taste of their own medicine. Like There's a lot of thoughts that could happen when we think like someone is out of line or wronging us. So I didn't really know what to call this, but this is like just the general gist. Like somebody does something that you don't like, and in avoidance of feeling hurt or disappointed, we like get angry and then lash out or show up as a person that isn't necessarily very nice, right? And obviously, like, big caveat here, if someone is wronging you or out of line, like, speak up and stand in your power. This episode is not about, like, just pretend it's all good all the time. Like, if someone's being a dick and you're like, oh, no problem, when it's a fucking problem, that's a problem, okay? But I think today what I want to get to is, like, how can we become more aware of what sitting in anger for a long time or like diverting to anger does to us if we don't process through it to get to the good stuff, get to the stuff of action or the stuff of feeling, the real feels, and allowing those feelings to come up and show us our humanness too, right? Or like get to a place where we're not clouded by this emotion that like, I don't know, just clouds our judgment about who we can be in certain situations, right? Like I was just talking to a new client and on our like consultation call, she said, you know, I feel like I've lost my voice. Like I'm not able to understand how to stand up for myself and ask for what I want because when I was younger, I was the person who was like super bitch, right? Like, uh-oh, so-and-so is here, like get out of the way. Right? Because she was coming from a place of like anger and resentment and righteousness. And that was showing up in her actions versus like if she was feeling hurt or was feeling like she needed to speak up about something, she was like looking through the lens of anger and wasn't able to like come from a place where like solutions would be found or to even have a conversation that wasn't going to get heated, you know, or like end in a fight, right? And so she's like, okay, I'm like stuck in this place between I know what it looks like when I'm coming from anger and I know what it looks like when I'm not coming at all, right? Because I'm just staying quiet because I don't know how to find that voice where the emotion that I'm coming from is helpful, instead of a hindrance to like my own mental state and physical state and potentially other people's mental and physical states, right? So this is like more about when anger is unhelpful, when anger isn't serving you or the situation, which frankly is like 99.9% of the time, I think. Anger is more an emotion of nervous system response, right? It's automatic. It also becomes habitual for a lot of people because when our central nervous system is triggered, we go into fight mode. Like some of you go into freeze mode. Some of you go into flight mode. Some of you go into fawn mode. But a lot of us go into fight mode, right? It's very normal, very acceptable. Nothing wrong with that. But when we don't allow our body to do its job of processing and releasing and recovering from that hit of anger, we get stuck there. It's almost like putting on a mask so we can't see what's helpful or highly intelligent emotions, right? That are trying to poke through and like give us a hand and some guidance. We just are like blocking ourselves to that, right? When that gets stuck, that anger response gets stuck in our bodies for a long time, right? And then it becomes the only thing that we know, right? Like everything is a trigger and everything deserves anger. And that's not a very comfortable place to live, right? So like the other part of this is to have some big compassion for like the fact that staying angry for a lot of you is a method of protection, right? We think about anger and in our humanness, we're like, oh, that's like a big and powerful masculine emotion. No one messes with rage energy. No one messes with anger energy. So like I need to use something like armor. I need to use anger like armor. I'm going to use that emotion to like cloak myself in it so that I don't have to feel what I'm afraid to feel, okay? Which a lot of times is some flavor of hurt or discomfort. So when I'm feeling anger about something that someone else did or how someone else behaved towards me, I always want to follow my curiosity and ask, like, what am I trying to protect myself from feeling? Right? And like genuine curiosity and genuine, like, just grace for your brain's desire to protect you from all things, including your own fucking emotions, which, like, we know are not a problem. Right? The conscious part of us knows that's not a problem to feel hurt, right? Or uncomfortable. But your brain's like, oh, no, 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 no. An easier way out of this is to just stay angry. Right? So what would I have to feel, or what do I think that I'd have to feel if my ability to be angry was, like, mysteriously taken away all of a sudden? And, like, why don't I want to feel that way? And can I be more willing to actually go there and go to the feelings that I'm avoiding? Maybe the answer is that you don't want to feel hurt or uncomfortable and you're not ready to sit with that, so you want to stay angry. That's okay to do. I'm just giving you more options, okay? Because let's just look at what happens when we're angry, okay? Let's say I'm going to use an example here. Let's say you're at an event and someone who you thought was your friend snubs you. Like, she doesn't say hello, or she walks away or gives you a dirty look or something. I'm fully taking this example from the new season of Selling the OC. Anyone else? Selling Sunset? Selling the OC? Someone got snubbed at a party, as they do on these shows. Now you know. Now you know what my guilty pleasures are. Watching Selling the OC. Okay, so someone blows you off and you think, oh, what a bitch. She's so rude. And you feel anger bubbling up inside you. What happens then? Anger usually turns you into the exact type of person that you have a problem with in the first place. Right? You're like, well, screw her. I'm going to ignore her. All the while ruminating in my head about the situation and trying to, like, justify my rightness and her wrongness and, like, talking about it with all my friends, right? Which then begs the question, do you like yourself as a rude-ass bitch? Because that's what it turns you into. You're like, but I have to think that she was rude because she blew me off. Duh, that's rude. But to what end is being right about that an effective way for you to use your time? It's not. Holding on to anger is not an effective way to use your time. It's also not effective, because some of you are like, no, but, like, I do want her to have a taste of her own medicine. So I'm going to, like, do the exact same thing. I'm going to ignore her and I'm going to talk shit about her. Like, that's also not an effective way to hurt somebody else or give them a taste of their own medicine. Other people cannot feel your emotions. Being mad doesn't make someone else feel bad unless they have thoughts that make them feel bad, right? You don't have power over other people's emotions. We learned that in, like, episode one, okay? You only have power over your own emotions. Being angry only hurts you. It only makes you act out in ways that aren't aligned with who you probably want to be. Underneath all of this, like, nonsense about giving her a taste of your own medicine, of her own medicine, like, you don't actually want to be that person, do you? Right? How do you behave when you're angry? Is it really serving you? Is it really serving a purpose? Or is it just a block from feeling hurt or an attempt to do something that is impossible, which is, like, control how another person feels? My highest self would rather feel hurt than indulge in anger, okay? In the moment, my highest self is not around. My highest self has left the party in the moment, okay? Like, she's not around, so I'm probably going to feel angry in the moment. But, like, when I've given it a little bit more thought and time and my highest self comes back and sits down next to me and is like, hey, girl, what's going on? My highest self is like, all right. Indulging in anger is not what you really want to feel. Because anger can be an indulgence, right? It's like, let me just stay here in this like anger stew so that I don't have to do the work of finding out more helpful truths. So that I don't have to bother with my feelings. So I don't have to explore how I could be in the face of something that I don't like instead of just reactive to it, right? If I really take a moment to slow down and think about it, I want to do those things, right? I'm just putting them off indefinitely with anger and robbing myself of an opportunity to grow and understand how to do those things better, okay? And beyond that, like, I think anger is an emotion that if it's stuck in our body for a long time, it makes it really much harder to do thought work. Like, I can't come up with, like, helpful thoughts to think when I'm so dug in anger. Like, thought work just doesn't work. Like, I need to process that anger through my body first. Right? Because, like, what I want to ask from, you know, from my, like, highest consciousness is, like, how do I know that it's true that she's a rude bitch? Like, maybe the circumstances aren't as black and white as you're trying to make them out to be. But you wouldn't know because you're too busy down a rabbit hole of your own anger. And it's like when you're in anger, it's hard to ask the question of like, what could I be wrong about here? That's what I like to ask. That's what I want to ask. That's what I want to get to. Like, what am I willing to be wrong about? That would be helpful to me. That would make me feel better. Like, where can I be wrong so that I can feel right? Or feel all right. Now, sometimes things happen where it's like more clear. And I want to make sure that you know that you have a choice in anger and how you react, even if someone is very clearly doing something that you're like, no, that's actually rude and not okay. Like if someone snubs you at a party or they don't come and say hello, like, of course, you could say like, okay, like maybe I'm misinterpreting the situation. Like I'd rather explore and be curious than just automatically jump to anger here. Right. But sometimes like someone says the words, I don't like you. Right. Like that could be a fact. Someone says, I don't like you. And that's their true thoughts about you. Okay. There's no like interpretation of that. Like this person said, I don't like you. So what do you want to make that mean? That they're a bad person, that they're wrong and you're right, and like, let's brawl. You could, but you could also slow it down and decide what you want to make that mean. Because guess what? Some people don't like you. Does that have to be a problem? I'm sure there's people that don't like you, and I'm sure that there's people that you don't like. And you probably have really good reasons for why you don't like them. So that leads me to believe that whoever doesn't like you has their own good reasons that feel really good to them for why they don't like you, right? And you can make that mean that they are your mortal enemy and deserve, you know, to feel your wrath and like you become a person of anger who you may not really enjoy being. Or would you rather be a person that you like and leave the rest? Like when someone doesn't like me, I'm like, okay, do I like me? Do I like me though? What am I going to feel and do that I can say, hey, like I like me. I've got my back. Does it matter if she doesn't like me? If I like me? If I'm so concerned about this other person liking me, then wow. This must be a soul tap to understand more about why I don't like myself enough to see this situation differently, right? To feel better about this situation. to feel like enough and worthy and wanted and loved and happy in this situation. Right? Some of you are triggered by this right now. Because anger, like I said, it's one of those emotions. It becomes so, so stuck. It's like resentment, kind of, right? It's like, I'm going to stay angry to prove this point. Hannah, you're wrong. I'm going to prove this point. But the only point you're proving is that you're really good at using your energy to continue hurting. It's like when I speak to women who are so mad at their exes, who they've been divorced from for years. And I'm like, girl, aren't you exhausted? Aren't you tired? Right? You're so scared of letting this emotion go because you think it's necessary. Right? You think it's a necessary part of justifying why you're right and he's wrong. Like, you were hurt. You're still hurt. And you're piling this anger sensation on top of that so that your body can never reach and heal what it's yearning to get past. That hurt. Like, you can't access how to heal your broken heart when you're masquerading as an angry bitch. That is not who you are. I know that's not who you are, and that's not who you want to be. Like, do you guys know when I found peace with my ex? I found peace with my ex when I decided that he deserved love and happiness. All the shit that we went through, right? All the circumstances that I was like, well, this and that, and he did this and he did that. Unrelated to the fact that I decided he deserves love and happiness. I decided that he didn't need to be punished or to feel the pain that I felt or to pay for his actions or get a taste of his own medicine. The moment I really felt truth in that was the moment I was free. I was like, hey, I like myself. I deserve happiness. And you know what? He deserves to like himself and he deserves happiness. I don't know the way there for him, but I know the way there for me. And it's by releasing anger and finding out how to accept what's underneath. Right? To feel the hurt and take the time to let it go. Feel the disappointment and let it go. Like, I'm a human that's built to feel all of the emotions and also built to release them. Do you know that? Do you know that you're a human that's built to do those things? Think about that. Your body has mechanisms in place that naturally know how to release and recover from an emotional surge. It's crazy. But we get in the way of our own natural processes when we fight for anger, right? When we fight for those emotions that we're piling on top, those feelings that we're piling on top that we're not willing to let go of. You're blocking your body from doing its job. Like, how much faster did I heal from hurt and disappointment and heartbreak when I let go of anger and resentment and frustration? Like, almost instantaneous, right? So imagine believing that about somebody who did something that you're angry about. Like, someone snubbed you at a party. Someone said they didn't like you. Someone broke your heart. Imagine believing that those people deserve love and happiness too. Does that make you angry to think that? Your brain's like, no, they don't. How could they? All of those people exist separate from those events. And they are people who deserve love and happiness. I bet that is. I bet that's hard for some of you to see. You're like, no, they did this thing that was bad, and so they don't deserve to feel good. But listen, when we refuse to see that all humans are infinitely lovable and deserving of happiness, then we have refused to see that we are. And that is why we are most angry. Because we believe that we cannot feel happy and loved whenever we want to. We believe that our lovability and happiness is dependent on someone hugging us at a party or saying, hey, I like you, or staying married to us forever. What a mind fuck, right? When we refuse to see that all humans are infinitely lovable and deserving of happiness in any moment, and that they can create that in any moment for themselves, then we have refused to see that we are. And just notice this. Other people can feel good regardless of whether you allow them to feel good in your own mind or not. So, like, they can feel good on their own. Whether or not you're, like, deeming them or damning them to hell in your own mind or not. So wouldn't it be nicer for you to just let them go to live their lives and come back to yourself so that you can live yours? Think on that. Get angry at me a little bit, about giving you some new perspective on this. I get it. Sometimes anger is a band-aid emotion and we want to reach for a band-aid, and that's okay. But when it becomes the smokescreen that we throw in the face of our other feelings over and over, and it becomes the buffer that we use so that we don't have to ever feel hurt or ashamed or unwanted or defeated or unworthy or sad, man, you're missing out on a lot of life. Because it seems like good protection. Anger, right? But what are you really protecting yourself from? The emotions of being human, having a full life and learning yourself, learning the lessons that you're meant to learn this time around, right? I'm here to learn this lesson this time. Whether this is my first time here on planet Earth or whether it's my 15th, I'm here to learn a new lesson this time around. And it might be about anger. It might be that feeling anger isn't a problem, except when it blocks us from learning to love ourselves through the real feelings. Right? It's not a problem at all, except when we act out of anger against who we really are. The real medicine that I'd like to give to the world is the kind that tastes like the most honest, loving, and highly emotionally intelligent version of myself, who also watches Selling the OC. All right, that's what I have for you today. I will talk to you next time. Thanks for making some magic with me today. Don't forget to subscribe. If you enjoyed this episode, take a screenshot, share it to your Instagram stories, and tag me at Hannah Kokovai so more women can begin conjuring the magic they want to. If you want to dive deeper into this work and collab with a certified mind magician, I work with women privately in my one-to-one coaching program that you can apply for right now at my website, hannahkokovai.com. I'm so honored to have been part of your day today, and I'll see you next time.